I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
One reason why people don't do estate planning is because sometimes they do think that, well, that's just for people that have more than I do or that are older than I am. And I think that's probably one of the reasons why people don't get around to it. But really, everyone that that's 18 or older should have an estate plan, because there are some parts of the estate plan that people don't think about. Everybody thinks about the will, and that is an important document to understand. But there are a couple documents that really anybody 18 or over should have that would be a part of your estate plan. And one is called a power of attorney, and that basically is just a document that if I'm incapacitated, it empowers someone else to take care of financial matters for me, whether it's paying my rent, whether it's paying my taxes. It's just a real simple document that really every adult should have. So if I have a spouse, because even if I'm married, my spouse can take care of things that are jointly held, like she can write checks out of my joint checking account. But she wouldn't be able to get money out of my 401k to pay a bill or make an adjustment in my IRA, for example. So power of attorney is really something that everyone should have. We've had situations over the years, clients with children, adult children that were in a car accident or even in their 20s and had a stroke, and it's very inconvenient. You have to go through a court procedure to get power to take care of just basic things. And if somebody would have just had a power of attorney, it would have been taken care of.
I mentioned a will, power of attorney, other things that should be in that plan. So
yeah, the other document that every person should have if they're 18 or older would be a healthcare directive. And that, like the power of attorney, takes care of financial matters. You name somebody else to take care of those things for you. A healthcare directive is where you name someone else to make healthcare decisions for you. And it does two things. People, there used to be a living will and then a power of attorney for healthcare. And they combine those two documents into a healthcare directive. So you name the person to be your healthcare agent. And then the second thing is that it gives you the opportunity to give them some instructions on what you would want or not want in different situations.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.